Penn State head coach Jeff Tamburoni will be the next coach on the teleconference here in about 60 seconds, 9:30 a.m. Central Time. The Nittany Lions qualified for the Big Ten tournament last season and had two players earn all-conference recognition. Nittany Lions are also receiving votes in the USILL preseason poll. Penn State's players to watch were Matt Florence, Drake Crines, and attacker T.J. Sanders, who was an honorable mention All-Big Ten selection last season. Crines and Sanders were also named academic All-Big Ten. Looks like we are now joined by Penn State head coach Jeff Tamburoni. As we mentioned, the Nittany Lions are receiving votes in the USILA preseason poll and were selected fourth in the preseason Big Ten coaches poll. Coach Tamburoni, good morning. This is Brett with the Big Ten.
Good morning, Brett. How you doing?
Doing very well. Please start us out with an opening statement, and then we'll go straight to questions from the media for you.
You know, we're excited to be back in and through the preseason and looking forward to entering into the second Big Ten season. We enjoyed and learned a lot from our first Big Ten season with the kind of competition that we faced week in and week out. And, certainly had our fair share of frustrations last year, but I think with the growth of our team and maturity of our team and the experience that we got last year from being in such a first-class conference with the type of competition that we faced, we matured a great deal, and we're excited to get the 2016 season underway.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star one. And our first question comes from the line of Sandra Andrichik from BigTen.org.
Hi, Coach. You talked about, the growth of your team in the first year of the conference. What would you say that your team has improved upon the most this offseason heading into the new season?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different factors coming off of last year. One was just the overall maturity of our team, meaning we started a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors, and didn't have a lot of our key seniors on the field for us. And, I think that just overall maturity, just being able to play in the moment, play with poise, and making mature decisions in game preparation through the course of the game. I mean, most of that stuff is learned through an experience. And when you're playing the kind of competition that we did last year, we never really got to take a breath, during the Big Ten season. I think when we were able to step away at the end of last spring, going into the summer, coming back in this fall, we had a lot of guys that learned on the fly. And I think the overall maturity of the day-to-day preparation that's required, the kind of competition that we're going to face, was a key element to our growth and our movement moving into this year. So I'd say it's more kind of the mental development and growth of our team than it is any skill set or offense and defense that we wanted to implement. We're going to try to do a lot of the same stuff that we did last year and just hope that the personnel and the chemistry of our coaching staff and our personnel just does a little bit better job of adapting and having success moving through the season this year.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question.
Coach, you alluded to it a little bit, but how did qualifying for the conference tournament in the first year of Big Ten lacrosse help your team understand the quality and the competition and depth in this conference, and how will that experience help your team in 2016?
We were honored to be a part of it. The first ever Big Ten men's lacrosse tournament, so I'd say the experience in and of itself was a thrill to be a part of. And we talked to our guys a lot about this. We're trying to build something here. We're not a tradition-rich program. We got a lot of tradition-rich programs in our conference, and in order to get there, you got to take it one step at a time, literally, and go through these experiences. And that was just another one of those steps throughout the course of the process. I think it's important to be there first to experience the type of travel and the format, stuff of that nature. I think playing a team for the second time, provides some advantages and disadvantages, which you have to learn how to adapt and, change some things from a coaching staff's perspective. But all in all, I mean, it was just such a wonderful experience for our guys. We were disappointed with the results, but it gave our guys a little bit of confidence coming into this year, and certainly with the experience and know-how on how to prepare in a shortened week, how to play a team for the second time and adapt and create some changes that may be necessary to have a little bit more success. We're hopeful that confidence will grow through our preparation and that our success will come from that experience.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question.
Coach, looks like we're all set. We appreciate your time this morning.
Great. Thank you very much.